So there were distinct. When I started policing here, they put me on a foot patrol. They dropped me off at Royal Oak, and I just circle around the Royal Oak area there, up to the tracks, along the track to the Jubilee area, check the few little stores there, down to McKay area, down to Kingsway, and check the few little stores there, and rock all the way back down to Royal Oak again, and start all over again. And even those particular areas, Royal Oak was a distinct area, Jubilee was a distinct area, and McKay was a distinct area. And nothing in between, you know?
Just push.
A lot of bush, the odd new house going up, of course. That was quite right after the war, and that's when, of course, they tore down all the forest. This is a beautiful forest just down here off of Rumble, and they start building those houses along Patterson Avenue, Suncrest Drive, Joffrey Street, you know. That was all nice ravines in there. It was so bad here that I get a call. We had no radios in the car. We had no two-way radio in the car. If they wanted to get hold of me in the car, the police station, which is at Edmonds and Kingsway at that time, they'd phone down to Vancouver, and we had a Vancouver City radio in our car, just a receiving set only. Mm-hmm. And the dispatcher in Vancouver would call us three times. If we were close to Kingsway and Bondi Road, we'd jump out of the car. They had an outdoor telephone there right next to the old BC building, which is on the Vancouver side, the old BC Tel building. Mm-hmm. We'd put a nickel in, tell the operators, the police call, give us the police station, I get my nickel back. Yeah, and then they give us a call. And the numbers were duplicated. We'd say, let's see now, there's a hang-up telephone call, which could be from 4231 Patrick Street, or it could be 4337 one of the other streets coming up. They give us maybe four different numbers, and it could be four different streets. Party lines. Oh, yeah. That's all we had out here at that time. We didn't have nice, good personal telephones, you know, party lines. So then we'd have to go to four different addresses. And sometimes the same address would be duplicated in another part of Burnaby, along the south slope here. Mm-hmm. So we go down, and the ravines, of course, all the ravines went right through the Marine Drive to come back up to Rumble Street, and cut back in, and go down one of the Nelson Avenue, perhaps, or Royal Oak, whatever the case may be, and try again, and go to four different houses. And we find that some man had been beating up his wife, and she tore the telephone off the wall, something like that, you know. But it was different. Kingsway, of course, was a two-lane road. Mm-hmm. Every intersection had a convex intersection. You drive along that, you'd be going like a roller coaster down the street. Two lanes. It did have a yellow line in the middle, so and the fog used to be awful bad out here back in those days, because everybody had sawdust burners. Mm-hmm. You burn sawdust, and of course the smoke from sawdust burners and the humidity, I would presume, kept a nice little low fog throughout most of Burnaby during the winter months. We turned the spotlight on the outside of the police car onto Kingsway, and we count the number of brakes in the yellow to know what street we're going to turn down to go to a police call. And that's how bad it was back then. I mean, things have changed so dramatically since then. It's just, well, we had 14 policemen, and now they got, 200, in excess of 222 policemen, uniform members. I don't know how many civil servant type to have and civilian members in our police force today in Burnaby. Whereas back then we never even had a stenographer. When I first joined, we did all our own typing, you know, the old two-finger stuff. We had one corporal that did most of the office work. He was like an office manager. And then we finally, after about, I'd been in the force maybe about 8 months, when we hired one girl. And she was she's now a practicing lawyer down in California, by the way. We hired one girl. She was the court reporter. She was the traffic, she should type up the traffic report. She worked for the detective. We had one detective work for the detective office. She was just a general gopher, mm-hmm. One person. And that was police work back in those days. I do have a book here on the history of policing in Burnaby from 1892 to 1950. Yeah, I don't know if you've got that or not.
The SFU has it. I don't have it.
Is that right, eh? Yeah, I see my name is mentioned here in 1947. And prior to that, in 1947, of course, six of us were just new men, right out of the armed forces. And prior to that, they just had, you know, the old hands that had been policing here during the war years, and maybe about a dozen at the most, at the best of time, a dozen policemen.